Hello, Sandy, Terry, and Red. This is Adam, and here's some feedback for the emails and letter you wrote in response to the exhibition complaint. Okay, so first, in your first email, the subject line have a capital for the important word, so capital H for handling, capital C for complaint. You could also make it shorter by saying complaint handling. Okay. In the first email, in the second paragraph, you've got a word order problem. You need to say, the customer said that the facility to register online was totally unworkable. Okay. Also remember, try to use your own words. Don't just copy directly from the complaint letter. Okay. In the second email, again, your subject line, use capitals. Also think about how you can make it shorter, more concise. You've got some preposition errors. So in the first line, second email, my suggestions about a recent complaint case, and also a plural error, so there are several problems listed as follows. So rather than as following, as follows. You need to use more variety in your language. So you say complain that. Then you had found that. Try to vary your structure a bit. Also, you're using this is because again, vary your structure. Okay. In the first problem, you say the online registration system where it does not allow, not where it, which does not allow. Too many people. Too many is negative. So try to use not negative word like so many people. Okay. In the second problem, again, second email, second problem, I propose plus ing. So I propose booking the venue. Earlier, not much earlier. And also in the third problem, you've got to be consistent in your solution. So you say put the leaflets online, but then the first problem, you're saying the low server capacity. So there's got to be consistency between your solutions. Okay, the letter, you didn't have much time to do it, but the main problem you have is you've got to avoid negative words. So things like not working, overcrowded, insufficient, mistake, inconvenient, they're all negative. You've got to use more positive words. Also, in your letter, don't use a word like promised. Never promise anything in business. You could use like, we assure you, or we will strive to book the venue earlier, but not promise. Okay, so try to correct the mistakes and then you'll do better in future.